Your attention, please. The Walt Disney World Railroad, now boarding for a scenic trip around the Magic Kingdom. Board!
So, this week we have a listener request. Chris on Facebook asked if we would talk about dining, not dining plans, but dining in the parks. Basically, we took the structure of the dining plan, a table service meal, a quick service meal, and two snacks, and spread it out over 5 days, all four parks in Disney Springs, and just went through and picked out how we would use those credits.
Well, and now we should point out that we are using the 2017 dining plan.
Yes.
Because the 2016 does not have the two snacks. And I'll tell you what, for pretty much all of it, I can tell you which one is the snack that I would still be using in 2016. But I felt like we should go with the 2017 because I like the whole two snacks thing. So
yeah,
I wanted to talk about it that way.
Yes. I think the 2017 is definitely a better plan. So that's going with the 2017 Disney dining plan. So let's get started in the Magic Kingdom.
Oh, wait. We should probably point out we were not allowed to use any signature.
Right. Yes. One dining credit only.
Right. You have to use each dining credit in the park that you were in for that day. So
yep.
No running off to Contemporary Resort or whatever. Everything yes. has to be in that park. So for Magic Kingdom, I went with, and pretty much I always think whenever I do this sort of thing, and it's kind of funny because I don't do dining plan, but I still basically do dining plan in that I do a quick service usually at lunch, and then I do a table service at dinner most days. So it's kind of interesting that this really isn't a huge departure for me, but I thought with Magic Kingdom, you know, it's kind of hard to pick with the quick service, but I went with Columbia Harbor House.
For
quick service.
Mm-hmm. See, I had a really hard time. I had my...
You picked Cosmic Rays.
No, I didn't. I picked Casey's Corner.
Okay. Sorry, it was 50-50.
Because the plastic cheese at Cosmic Rays is really what food-wise, not nostalgia-wise, but... food-wise, that plastic cheese, you know, dip is really what put it over the edge food-wise. But now that that's gone, I really enjoy the sausage at Casey's Corner more than the burger at Cosmic Rays.
Okay.
But I had much more trouble finding a table service restaurant in Magic Kingdom than quick service. Quick service happened immediately.
Well, for me, I feel like table service was pretty much a given, too, in that I went with Skipper Canteen.
See, I went with Tony's Town Square because I haven't eaten at Skipper Canteen.
But
probably if I hadn't, and I will say that I did not adhere strictly to that rule throughout the whole
process. Neither did I. I tried to stick with places that I've been, but it's just not going to happen every time.
But had I not had that, you know, kind of artificial limitation in place, I'd have picked Skipper Canteen.
Yeah. And I've done Tony's. It wasn't bad. It just wasn't amazing either. You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah. And I don't really feel like the Magic Kingdom is amazing at all for food.
If we were including signature dining, you could fix that because you could go eat at Cinderella's Royal Table.
Yeah, if I could get a reservation.
Yeah. Isn't that always the hard part, though? But and here's the thing. I've never actually eaten there because I can't remember if I was sick that day or what. My family has been to eat there one time, and one of my mom's favorite stories to tell about my dad is him eating at Cinderella's Royal Table because he got his whatever I don't even remember what he had ordered, but she said that he got it and he was eating it and they were talking about how good it was and he just held up his hand and he wanted to focus on the food. He was that enamored by his meal that he didn't want to talk about it. He just wanted to enjoy his meal. And then afterwards, he was willing to talk about it. But initially, it was all about, this is so amazing. I've got to eat. I've got to focus on this food. So, yeah. So, clearly, Cinderella's Royal Table, I think, is something. Now, you've done Be Our Guest for their table service dinner, right?
No, I haven't. Okay,
so we've both just done the quick service. Neither one of us was that impressed with that.
Well, yeah, and your experience with breakfast and then the quick service lunch was good, but not great, you know? And so I'm so lukewarm and kind of bummed out about Be Our Guest, so I don't know.
Yeah, well, and here's the thing. I really at this point think Be Our Guest is just not for me, because I feel the same way. It wasn't that the food was in any way bad. It's just that I kind of found myself feeling kind of meh. And the other thing for me was the just crowd level in that place is crazy, and the high ceilings cause everything to carry, so it feels really loud.
And they're selling the experience a lot more than the food. So
yeah, and Columbia Harbor House to me, I like that because it gives you something that you don't get at a lot of other places, because you can get the, you know, and the battered fish plate is what I've had before, and it's always been good. You know, the three times that I've had it, I guess, because I've only been there a handful of times, but it's different than, you know, going and getting the burger, you know, the quick service burger or whatever that is. Though at the same time, I was tempted to put Pecos, because I also do like Pecos with their new
their new menu.
Yeah. So, and really, I still feel like, I don't know, I would encourage you to try out some other places, because Liberty Tree Tavern is also good from a table service standpoint.
Oh, okay.
Because it's got like the family style. It's buffet, but we bring food to your table, family style dining or whatever.
Okay.
Yeah. So, or at least I think that's during dinner. I feel like during lunch, maybe it's just a regular place, which I haven't tried it for lunch. I've had it, like I said, I've had it for dinner, and they had like pot roast and turkey and like all kind of sides and stuff. And it was really tasty. The only problem I had with that was we had a bad server that time. And it's the only time that I've been.
Yeah, I've heard a lot about that place having a really good Thanksgiving kind of style meal.
Yeah. Though, in my server's defense, I feel like the time we went there was probably the time we visited, like, over Christmas. Not around Christmas, but over Christmas. And so, it just gets so crazy there. But yeah, so Columbia Harbor House and Skipper Canteen, for me, no doubt that to me anyway, I feel like Skipper Canteen is the table service that I want to go to over there. What about your snacks?
So my favorite thing,
because I feel pretty confident we've got the same snack for at least one of them, right?
My favorite thing at Magic Kingdom is the Dole Whip float.
There you go.
It's Dole Whip float and then the ice cream sandwich, the Mickey ice cream sandwich.
See, I thought about the ice cream sandwich, but I actually went with the premium ice cream bar, which you could just, the thing about that snack is you can do it anywhere, but, you know, that's like one of the things that my mom loves to get when we go to Disney is the, you know, the chocolate covered Mickey head ice, you know, basically the vanilla ice cream bar that's covered in chocolate.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and on a stick.
Yeah. That's the premium ice cream bar, and that's what she loves to get, and so we have to get that, and I feel like Magic Kingdom is the place where you have to eat that.
I like the cookies and cream ice cream of the Mickey ice cream sandwich.
Mm. Yeah, that is.
It is a Mickey's head-shaped item, but I like the cookies and cream ice cream in the chocolate cookie.
Yeah, I outside of the nostalgia thing, I think I would go with yours, but I have the nostalgia thing, so I have to go with the other one. Though I have also, and now I haven't done this, but I've also heard a lot of really good things about ice cream sandwiches over on Main Street. Apparently, you can get the
those handmade ones.
Yes,
that shows up in another pick of mine.
Okay. So you just didn't put it in right there.
Right.
Okay. So we've got that. Is that everything?
That's Magic Kingdom.
Man, wow, we're blowing through this. Sweet. So where are we gonna go next?
Epcot.
Hey. It's funny. The reason I'm laughing is because I went ahead and, you know, did my list and everything, and the first place on my list was Magic Kingdom. The second place on my list is Epcot. So
we'll see if 3 and 4 line up too.
Yeah, you're sticking with my list so far here.
Epcot is interesting because we said that we couldn't pick Signature Dining, and everyone knows that we both love Le Cellier, and so that was out immediately.
Right.
But my table service pick for Epcot is Teppanetto.
Mm, over in Japan, right?
Yeah, that is the hibachi style restaurant.
Is it just because you've eaten there before, or?
It's fun, man. I mean, I'm a sucker for hibachi, so
right.
It's really fun. The food's good, and I really love Teppanetto. So Le Cellier is really fun because it's themed really well, and the people are always really nice, and the items on the menu are fun. You know, right. Like the poutine is kind of a fun, it's a strange thing for Americans, I feel like.
We're going to quick side note here.
Okay.
I actually just got back from I just was gone for 9 days to Calgary. That's why we didn't record last week. So it's not Jeremy's fault that we didn't get an episode. That's totally on me. But being in Calgary, I found out that poutine over there is pretty much like a fast food thing.
Oh, really?
Which now, what really irritates me is I'm like, why do we not have a poutine cart in Canada?
Yeah, because the only place you can get it costs
$10. That's not even the price thing. You know how hard it is to get a reservation at Le Cellier. Dude, that would totally be one of my snacks. And heck, even if I had to pay for it, I'd probably be willing to pay for that like one day.
Yeah.
Because it's an interesting thing. It's not something you normally get. And I feel like that's something that a lot of people associate with Canada, so I'm not sure why that's not a... Probably because, especially on a hot day, gravy, cheese curds, and potatoes is not the best thing for you, so...
Yeah, and it would be hard to keep that fresh, I think, in a cart.
Again, they do it at fast food joints in Canada, but anyway... That's poutine side note that suddenly I realized I wanted a poutine food cart in Canada. But, okay, so you can't pick Le Cellier, so you take Teppanetto instead. Am I saying that right? Is it Teppanetto?
I think so. That's how I've always said it.
Okay, cool. So either I'm saying it right or we're both saying, but at least we're consistent.
And then I picked the Lotus Blossom Cafe in China as my quick service. Now, I haven't eaten there. But the menu, I was perusing the menu of the quick service locations in Epcot, and that place looks amazing.
So I've actually been there before, not to eat a meal, but I stopped by there and got some egg rolls one time when I was going through World Showcase, and it was really tasty. So, and it smells really good when you go by there. So I could definitely see the rest of their food. And that's what I love about Epcot is, as far as the quick service stuff is concerned, you just have so many varied options when you get into the World Showcase.
Yeah, and I have the confidence, because of how good everything is in Epcot, I have the confidence to say that if something looks like it would be good, that it probably is.
Yeah, if that sounds like something I want to eat, I'm probably going to enjoy it there.
So, yeah, that's Lotus Blossom is my pick, but it is not a place that I've ever eaten.
I don't think there's a problem with that. And like again, because I don't think that you can really go seriously wrong in Epcot when it comes to that sort of thing. I mean, I'm trying to think. Is Spice Road Table the one that's over there in Morocco?
Yes.
Okay. That's the quick service in Morocco. That was really weird to me because that cuisine is not something I'm accustomed to. But that was tasty, and it's just to say that, you know, even when it seemed kind of out there for your taste buds, it's still, to me, pretty likely you're going to get something really good out of it.
Yeah, and there's a difference between bad food and food you don't like.
Absolutely.
Know, and I think most everything in Epcot and the World Showcase is good food. It's just whether or not it's to your taste.
Yeah, and the thing is, like, even Spice Road Table, I would go back to, but I'd want to try to remember what I ordered, because I remember just kind of being like, this is kind of weird, and it's not exactly what I'm looking for. But at the same time, like you said, it wasn't bad food. It wasn't like, I'm never coming back here again because this is garbage. It was just, this isn't what I would really want, sort of a thing.
Right.
So, but for my quick service with the entirety of the World Showcase at my, you know, right there for my choosing, I went ahead and picked Sunshine Season.
Yeah, I figured you would.
Because you knew that's where it was going to go. But again, it's just, you know, and we've talked about it before, but just the amount of stuff, the constantly changing stuff that's there, you know, because you've got the different areas where you can go and get the hot dish or the sandwiches or the pasta or whatever the case may be. I like having those choices available. And every time that I've been, it's been really, really good, really, really fresh tasting stuff. So anyway, so Sunshine Seasons was my quick service pick in Epcot. And then for my table service, I went with, again, because we were hamstrung and not allowed to pick Le Cellier, I went with Via Napoli Pizzeria.
Interesting. Because I figured you'd go with the place in Mexico.
No, see, San Angel Inn was good, but I don't know. There was something like the pizzeria with the brick ovens and it had a good feel to it. And you know, it's one of those things where I don't know if initially it was something that I was that blown away by or anything, but over time I've been like, you know what, that was a really good meal. And I would want to go back there. Again, I would have to not go to Le Cellier, but I would go back there, sort of a thing. So you know, and I'd also considered the Coral Reef restaurant because I've been there and I
did not even think about that.
I remember, but here's the thing. I remember thinking being able to see the aquariums and everything was really, really cool, but I don't remember anything about the food.
That's another place that I feel like they sell the experience more than the food.
And again,
you can get good food, but you also have these huge floor-to-ceiling aquarium, you know, to look at.
Right, right. And so I don't think that it was bad food. But I also have to question, you know, was it something like, so take, for example, the pizzeria, they have this dessert there, that I can't even remember. It's like fried ricotta cheese, I want to say. And, it's the Zeppoli di Caterina, which is ricotta cheese fritters with whipped cream and chocolate sauce. So,
see, I don't like ricotta cheese, so I would be out on that. But that does sound interesting.
See, you don't, yeah. But if you like ricotta cheese, or just are, not disliking of ricotta cheese, that's a really good dish. And that was the sort of thing that stood. Like, I remember the pizza. I remember the pizza being really good. That dessert was really good.
Awesome.
So you know, so that's the thing for me. Nothing really stood out to me about Coral Reef other than the aquarium. But that being said, I also wouldn't turn down going to Coral Reef, because getting to sit there and watch the aquarium in front of you while you're eating is pretty cool.
Yeah, I definitely love that restaurant. I just totally forgot about it.
Yeah. Well, it's hard because Epcot feels like two different, because you've got World Showcase and then you've got Future World. And so you start thinking Epcot, Dining, World Showcase, and you totally forget that there are some legitimate places in Future World as well.
But then you've also got the Seas with Nemo and Friends and the Coral Reef Restaurant that don't really fit into either of those.
Yes, yeah.
You know, that little corner is kind of like a weird third area where it's like, oh, and we also have this,
I mean,
you know, aquatic
theme. Yeah, it's in Future World, but it doesn't, I see
not really
what you're
futuristic
saying.
At all.
I see what you're saying. Yeah, so wait. You don't think talking fish? Have you been seeing talking fish already? Because if you haven't, then that's futuristic.
I think that's okay. Talking fish is futuristic, but I don't think that a Finding Nemo is set in a world where we have robotic talking fish.
Ah, whatever.
In the future,
whatever. So what were your snacks for?
The Kringla Bakery in Norway,
in Arendelle.
Yeah, in Arendelle, Norway. And the homemade ice cream cookie sandwich that we were talking about in Magic Kingdom, the Electric Umbrella has those. So that's my other snack pick.
So are they like fresh made at EU as well?
That's from what I understand they are. I mean, it tasted fresh.
Okay.
When I got one.
I'm kind of surprised because EU just feels like the that feels more like the quintessential Disney quick service dining sort of place. And I would I would have expected, you know, like gosh, what is the place they turned into Starbucks over there across the way from it?
The Fountain View?
Yeah. Yeah. Fountain View, I would expect to maybe have something like that. But
well, and I'm sure that they're baking the cookies in Main Street Bakery or, you know, wherever.
Right, right.
Bringing them in. I don't think they're baking the cookies there, but it didn't feel like it had been built and then, you know, frozen or whatever. It did feel like they took two cookies and put ice cream on it and gave it to me. So
okay. Well, I mean, and I don't have a requirement that the cookie is fresh made right there or anything. Just that, you know, it's not just something they took out of a plastic baggie and handed to me and I'm good to go.
Right.
So
right.
Okay. Well, so let's see. So you had the cookie and
Kringla in Norway. I mean, that place just is insane.
Yeah. You're just going to have to pick your thing there, right?
Yeah. Yes. Yeah. Anything, school bread, anything.
Okay. So
it's real good.
So for me, I went with, of course, Sunshine Seasons again.
Sure.
So that was my quick service. But then also that's, you know, the breadth of desserts that are available there, you've got to go and get, you know, whether it's going to be a cupcake, whether it's going to be strawberry shortcake or, you know, whatever they happen to be, whatever their seasonal thing is at the time. Every time that I've gotten a dessert there, I've really enjoyed it. So that's just a given. And then I actually picked Boulangerie Patisserie over in France for my other snack.
Is that the ice cream place?
No. That's the, okay. It's the one that is, okay, so the ice cream place, I think now is where Boulangerie Patisserie used to be, because it's over there, like as you're walking back on that side street over there off to the side, and
right,
now right. Boulangerie Patisserie is all the way in the back, like inside of the, is that, I think that's like, it's, you've got like the gift shop and then behind
that.
Yeah,
yeah, yeah.
Yeah, so that is just, again, really, really amazing pastries and stuff. They've got this Napoleon that is just so soft and light that it's amazing. It's always hard for me because I kind of want to get the Napoleon. I kind of want to get the chocolate croissant. And then I kind of want to get a million other things that I see while I'm waiting to pick and trying to pick between those two. Because, like, you know, they've got like the fruit tart sitting there and just all sorts of random things. So, yeah, I think that's kind of like Kringla Og, where there's a lot of good options there. You just have to pick which one you're going to go with, sort of a thing.
Yeah, yeah.
Where does the Grand Marnier slushy thing fit in this?
I don't know.
I guess I can't use my dining plan for that, can I?
No, probably
see,
not.
See, I do like some Grand Marnier. Frozen Grand Marnier, whatever that thing is over in France. Ah,
sure.
But that's the only alcohol that I get in the World Showcase. Because I've never tried to drink my way across the world, and I don't think I ever will. Because I do not have the constitution for that.
Yeah. But, me neither.
But anyway, yeah, I don't know where that fits, but I when I'm thinking about World Showcase, I like to bring up that frozen Grand Marnier thing because that's pretty tasty too.
Well, good. Yeah, I've never even heard of that. So
what? Dude, you got to stop. Well, okay. Do you like orange?
Kinda.
You should give it a shot then, at least once.
Okay.
At least once, though you have to. It's Grand Marnier. It's got a little bit of a, like, you can definitely taste there's alcohol in it, sort of a thing.
Yeah.
So as long as you're okay with orange and that, you should be good though.
Okay. Yeah, I'll give it a try.
Okay.
For sure. Well, that's going to do it for this week. We will be back next week to finish up with Animal Kingdom, Hollywood Studios, and Disney Springs. So make sure you come back next week. You can follow us on Twitter at MTM Podcast. You can like us on Facebook at facebook.com/MTM Podcast. And you can visit us on the web at missingthemouse.co. We'll be back next week to finish up our Disney dining selections. And until then, have a magical day.